is Tyler from San Diego. Please welcome Tyler.
Hello, I'm Tyler, alcoholic. So, I just got asked about 4 minutes ago to do this. If I would have known I was speaking, I would have worn a collared shirt and a tie. But, you know, I was a hopeless alcoholic that got saved by Alcoholics Anonymous. So, thank you for having me. Congratulations, Kip, on 5 years. And, yeah. So, here we go. I'd say I started off 13 years old with my first drink. I saw that my parents, you know, they're not alcoholics, but they like to drink a lot and have friends over and, you know, play cards all night and have a good time. And I saw that when my parents had people over, you know, they seemed to have a blast. And one day my parents were out of town. And I had a girlfriend and her older sister were coming over, and I just knew I needed that. I needed that, like, laughter, that good time, and so I decided to drink. I drank too much, and that was the beginning of me drinking a lot. So I just was always chasing a drink, high school, keg parties, barely graduated. 18 years old, I moved to Pacific Beach where we were allowed to drink legally. I mean, I was not of age, but there was kegs all over the beach, all over Pacific Beach, block parties everywhere. And I didn't have anyone around telling me what I could or couldn't do. So I was real happy. I drank like I wanted to. I started having some minor consequences like DUIs, losing jobs. I was couch surfing. Some of my friends from high school were kind of recommending that I go stay with my other friends. And, you know, so, you know, I really did have a blast for, I don't know, 10 years from about 18 to 28. About 28 years old, my work recommended that I get some help, so I went to a 90-day treatment program. They said, complete the program. When you're done, we'll give you your job back. So I had a good reason to make it that whole 90 days, and about 2 months out of that program, I was drunk. And that was the beginning of this cycle of rehabs, sober livings. I just really could not drink. So I'll just fast forward to this last time. I went up to the Freedom Ranch a couple years ago. I stayed there for about 5 months, 5.5 months. And right when I got out, I got a job. I got my apartment. And I was going on a fishing trip. And the thought crossed my mind, you know, I've been sober 8 months. Everything's going really well. I'll just drink tonight. And then I'll go back to doing what I've been doing. And, you know, that's the phenomenon of craving when I drink, when I take the first drink, the phenomenon of craving that they talk about kicks in for me and basically means that, you know, when I take a drink, I can't stop. So, anyway, I ended up drinking from August till the end of the year, last year, and I was doing a lot of other things. I was barely making it to work. I was drinking a lot at work, before work, on break, at lunch, and I really just could not stop. What had happened was I was working with a guy that was sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I knew that, you know, he was doing AA, and I basically could not stop drinking, and I asked him for help, you know. He started bringing me to meetings drunk. I don't know, I mean, I tried to tell him I wasn't drunk. I was breathing through my nose, but, you know, I would have him come over, you know, the meeting starts at 7, I'll be there at 4:45, and I'm like, whoa, dude, that's like, it's a little crazy, don't you think? And, you know, but basically what he was doing, even though I wasn't sober yet, he was bringing me to meetings early, showing me how to be of service in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, we set up chairs, we take commitments. You know, for me, I'm alcoholic. I've been taking my whole life. You know, I've never given or contributed to anything. You know, I'm selfish, self-centered to the extreme, and I'm always looking to see what I can get out of any situation. And basically, I was going to meetings, and somehow I was able to put together one day sober, you know, and I was able to put together a second day sober, and then my fourth day sober, I was at a Sunday night meeting when a guy that had been watching me try to get sober for months now talked to me, and he said, you know, I bet you're thinking about drinking right now, aren't you? And I was like, well, yeah, of course I am, you know, and he's like, so what seems to be the problem here? And I'm like, alcohol, you know? And he's like, no, the problem is you don't know a damn thing about staying sober. He's like, you're lazy, immature, and you don't know shit. And I was just like, I didn't have anything to say. You know, I was just quiet. It's like, it's pretty valid. And so basically, you know, he said, if you want me to help you out, I'll help you out. But you'd have to call me every single day. You'd have to see me at two meetings a week. And you have to be willing to go to any length to get over your alcoholism. And I told him, let me think about it. You know, let me think about it. I was like, that seems like seems a little extreme, you know, but... you know, that night I went home, and, you know, I at that point I wasn't sleeping, I was still kicking, I was sick, and, you know, running around the neighborhood looking for people leaving alcohol. At this point, my roommate had taken my phone, my wallet. Like, I could not be trusted. Like, my life was completely unmanageable. He had all my money, he had all my resources. He's like, you don't need a phone. And, I was like, what was I going to do but get in trouble with a phone? But... I called him back the next day and I said, I need help, man. I just don't know what to do. And, I started going to meetings every single day. I got commitments at meetings and, I went to his house every single Sunday, read the big book with him for 3 hours. And, he took me through the steps and, I can't thank Alcoholics Anonymous enough. You know, this little talk of mine wasn't well thought out. So, you know, I wish I would have had some funny stories or something to keep you guys entertained. But bottom line is, like, for me, I was convinced so many times that, you know, all these times of going through rehabs and staying in sober livings that I would not drink again. I've been homeless, I've lived in a tent down by the river, I've lived down on 7th and C downtown, you know, I've had all the 5 DUIs, I've been to jail 12 times, you know, all the freaking consequences that come along with, like, drinking, and, like, knowing that, you know, I'm not going to drink again. I was just in a coma for 5 days, I was homeless during the winter, that sucked. Like, there's no freaking way I'm ever drinking again, you know, and then, like, the day comes where it's a great idea to have a drink. And then, you know, the phenomenon of craving kicks in. I always laugh with my buddy, with Kip, because it says, like, that the phenomenon of craving becomes paramount at once above all else. And basically what paramount means is of supreme importance. And that's true. Not a damn thing in the world matters. Like, when I have my alcoholism, like, kicked in full effect. Like, I don't care about my mom, I don't care about work, you know, I mean, I'll go to work just so I can get money to keep drinking, but I just don't care about anything. And, like, bottom line, I lose everything, and I get tired of being in jail or tired of being homeless, and I need a solution. But I'm just grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you, guys. I didn't even plan on coming to this meeting tonight, and buddy of mine jammed me up and said, so you've been self-serving all day, haven't you? And I was like, well, yeah, dude, I'm on vacation. And, you know, so what happened was he brought me to the meeting, and next thing I know, I'm up here speaking to you guys for 10 minutes. So Alcoholics Anonymous works really, really well when I do it. But every single time when I do AA, it seems to work. So... I've been able to get in the middle of the herd. I've been, as we say, safe and protected from Alcoholics Anonymous. And I haven't had a thought of taking a drink but once in 11 months and 3 weeks and a few days. So January 3rd is going to be a year. I'm pretty fired up, God willing. But, thank you.